Autumn offers a unique opportunity to seed cool season perennials, taking advantage of moderate to cooler conditions. Ag product specialist Mitch Peterson with Millborn Seeds reports wheat grasses are well suited to fall planting.
They can kind of handle that spring water load, and then if it does get hot and dry later in the year, intermediate wheatgrass, pubescent wheatgrass, western wheatgrass, tall wheatgrass, those are all great species to start thinking about that are resilient for a lot of soil conditions.
Additional cool season perennials include orchard grass and meadow brome, which differs from smooth brome as it doesn't creep and fill. Peterson believes fall seedings work well behind small grains using a no-till drill.
The mycorrhizal fungi and the root systems from a small grain can be really beneficial for those cool season grasses to get established. So planting about a quarter inch deep is all you really need to go. Good seed soil contact.
He states broadcasting grass seed into stubble isn't ideal, as it's difficult to achieve that seed-to-soil connection. Using a nurse crop with the fall planting is okay, and Peterson likes cereals, such as oats or barley, at about a bushel an acre. Winter rye, however, is not recommended, as it can be too aggressive as a nurse crop. Fall seeding can save time for farmers who get busy in spring, but Peterson says it requires patience, as autumn growth may seem slow.
They are going to spend all their energy building below ground root matter versus all the biomass above ground that we really love about our annuals.
Seeding perennial grasses this autumn may help growers set up for additional grazing acres next year, in addition to filling in pothole challenges. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.